Jay, you know we're a big fan of nappies on AFL posts.
Correct. Huge fans.
Of the page and just nappies on AFL posts in general.
Everything that page encompasses.
Yes. Yes. One that stood out to me over the weekend was it had to do with your game, but it was in a Geelong supporter group.
Okay.
It was saying, it was a Geelong supporter that, this is the quote.
Yep.
Match fixing for sure. I just spoke... It just starts off like we're off to a great start, aren't we?
Before you get any further into it, Geelong have one of the great like turning fan bases of all time. Like you've never seen a mob like when they're winning, you know, everything's the best thing ever, and as soon as they lose, well, Chris Scott's no good, like Dangerfield's ruined our club, like all this just sort of stuff.
Every club's got them, and I'm sure you think that of Essendon too, but I think I agree with the Geelong supporter base. If you're listening out there,
you're all fickle. All of you.
But I just love the way it starts. Match fixing for sure. No comma. I just spoke to my uncle on the phone and he said the betting odds for Carlton to win were very high before the match. ... As I pointed out on an earlier post, I couldn't find it, but still, he might have been just talking about a different post. As I pointed out on an earlier post, we always win at home. Only lost 2 games in 45 matches. ... And Carlton... are a crappy side. So do the maths. All about, and then about $5 signs.
I actually had a mate who backed Geelong. He's a Geelong supporter. Backed Geelong at 3-quarter time. $18. They were at $50 on the run 18s.
Nearly should have got it. But just, I think he's right, you know, Jay. I reckon you should do the maths. You just put those two together that he's talking about.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, he would probably think that every upset in the history of sport and politics is a fix.
Are you saying they're not?
Yeah.
Are you with him? Or are you not with him?
No, I'm anti him. No match fixing.
Just do the math. This guy's legit as well. He even put capital C's on all Carlton every time he wrote that. So I thought that was a pretty good step up.
It's a telling sign, isn't it, that he means business. Mm. And if there are match fixes in the AFL, be aware of...
I think his name was Kelly or something.
Kelly?
Well, they always block out the names. It doesn't
matter. Oh, right.
Yes. If you're going to be a legitimate group, you have to.
Yeah, you can't possibly expose the Nuffy for what they are.
Yeah. Speaking of privacy, we've got some huge stuff to get into, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
The Magoos. The Magoos. The Magoos. The Magoos.
Benny, welcome. We're here again. We're actually in what studio. Could possibly be our fourth studio.
This would be Studio D. Last week featured Studio C, although we never mentioned it.
We didn't mention it, did we? But gee, the show was good. We do appreciate everyone out there who...
Gee, the show is? I think.
Well, that one was. I mean, they haven't all been, but we do thank everyone out there who's listened to that and are in turn listening to this. If you're listening to this and didn't listen to that, go back and listen to that.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that better myself, Jake. Now, what do we have installed? Has it been a... They usually say a week's a long time in football, and between rounds 1 and 2, there was a good solid 3 months, wasn't it?
Correct, wait, yep.
Well, and there wasn't much actually done in that time, but between 2 and 3, it's been a huge week.
But I tell you what didn't change, Ben. What didn't change, and there's not a lot of media outlets who will report this, which says a lot about our standing because they don't want to give us the credence, is that our preseason predictions, which can be heard right now...
I will play them for you here, actually.
Big call from 2020, but what we want to do is get ours on record. First up, we'll set the scene. So, do you have a big call for 2020, or do you want to go to me first?
I think my call is so big we might go to you first.
Wow, he's going to knock the socks off the people, is he? Okay, well, my big call is that Port Adelaide will finish top 2.
Okay, it's a big call.
Mm, did they miss the 8 last year?
Yeah, so. Missed the 8, but missed at the their eight. Best, very good.
I think that they might just bring it all together.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with not necessarily a top 2, but top 8. Gold Coast Suns.
Wow. Yeah. Gold Coast Suns for the top
What's
8.
What's the date today? February 24 as we're recording this.
As we record this.
February 24, Gold Coast Suns to make the top 8 in 2020.
So you're tying your wagon to the Gold Coast Suns for season 2020?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
You asked for a big call, not a medium call?
Yeah, I did ask for a big call. So, look, best of luck with your big call, Ben. I don't have to agree with it. You don't have to agree with mine. That's the whole point of this show. Yeah.
Now, Jake, where do you want to start with that?
You didn't have to leave in the part where I was obviously criticising you.
When you're left to your own devices to be the producer and the editor and everything, I get to put in what I want to put in, and I get to snip it whichever ones I like. As it stands now, I know we've only played three rounds. We've got Port Adelaide sitting on top of the table, 3-0. Not far behind in third place are my Gold Coast Suns, 2-1.
It's incredible. The only thing that I'll say about the Suns, and they have been incredibly good, but you've just got to win games in what is a strange season. But they did start like a house on fire last year too. I think they'd won two of their first three last year and then fell in one of the almighty holes. So,
well, Jake, all you're doing right now is giving me more ammo later on down the end of the year.
I'll still be happy to. I'd rather have my prediction than yours still.
Yeah, sure.
Because the Crows are absolutely garbage.
The Crows are garbage. Yeah. I think we can touch on that a little bit later, I think.
We can.
There's plenty to talk about.
Because there's bigger things at play at the moment in the footy landscape, and also in one of your favourite landscapes, as we alluded to off the top, the mm-hmm. Nuffy landscape.
Mm-hmm.
So, Connor McKenna, if you haven't heard about it now,
you've been living under a rock. Patrick Starr, yeah. SpongeBob's neighbour.
Under a rock.
Yeah. Best pun that's still going around, I think, in my opinion. Yeah, yep. In terms of just... it doesn't really matter what I think about SpongeBob.
It does. maybe save that for your SpongeBob podcast, which I know...
Can I plug that on the show, by the way?
Absolutely, go for it, yeah. So Connor McKenna supposedly has tested positive and then negative and then negative and then positive, and God knows if he's ever had coronavirus, but it's sort of come out that he probably, like many others, were doing a little bit of a dodgy and was still living his life a little bit in the community.
It's easy for you in the media there, Jake, to just hang your hat on that.
Patrick Dangerfield, the AFLPA president's here. Fantastic. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can talk about that too, but... It even came out... Lucky we postponed this episode just a couple of days, because a lot has happened since. As you said, he was negative. Oh, Essendon are bloody cheating again. You know, not the first time they tested positive to this, blah, blah, blah. This is all the comments. Mind you, they didn't test positive to anything. But that's a different story. And then the day later, it's like, well, actually, he's tested again and it's negative now. What are you...
Who knows what's going on?
Like, I think my beef sits with the media on all this, the way that it's been handled. I think they have just treated poor Connor, honestly, with just...
They just jump on it, don't they? I mean, it didn't bother me because it was Essendon. And I was looking at, well, hey, their whole back line's going to be out, like, which would be great because we're playing this week.
But, yeah.
Look, they do what they do, don't they? They jump to conclusions and they all think that they've got all the answers, and... They're saying five players on Monday night, and first thing Tuesday, it's no one. So
James Stewart, but James Stewart, he hasn't played in a year and a bit. Yeah.
I guess harp on the media aspect of it, or maybe it's just exposed the fact that no one has any idea what's going on with all this. Like,
nobody.
Because how can you not have it last Wednesday, be positive on the weekend, and then not have it on Monday? Like.
Yeah,
I didn't think that that's how coronavirus worked.
But no, I don't think so either.
A low level positive or something. But what's even more compromising is that last week...
here we go.
You asked for...
Here we go.
You put a what do you call it? Nominate a Nuffy.
Yeah, just put a little... Yeah, just thought we'd put a little ad out there. And then we can plug it again, that if you do have a friend, that is a bit, let's say, just biased towards their team, and you think that, you know, sometimes they go on these rambles where you... Where you're like, I wish we got on that record. Well, this podcast is your chance. So
we didn't have to delve through all the emails we got for Nominate Enough for this week.
Yeah, we're going
to
build up a couple before we start sprinkling them out.
But we didn't have to because...
Where are you going?
You've outdone yourself and every other Nuffy in the world. So I get a message, Monday night.
This is in the midst of
all of the Essendon... another scandal at Essendon. Jake, I've been tested for coronavirus. I had to, you know, it's I had to understand what was going on. I dropped your pen.
You dropped your pen on every shot. Under the that's what we need to really talk about. I think you're just trying to divert your pen.
One of the great Essendon Nuffy moves is that I'll ride with the boys. If they're all getting tested, you know, like, I'm going to go in and get tested myself so I know what it's like. You know, you guys would know Connor's story. How'd that test result come back, Ben?
About as negative as this conversation,
very
Jake.
Negative. Yeah. Very, very negative. So,
and you haven't asked me since how I'm feeling, by
the
way.
You told me you didn't have it, so that's fine.
Yeah, well, I didn't, but I still had a bit of a scratchy throat, you know.
One of the great panickers.
Well, yeah, I went out and bought some toilet paper to celebrate on the way back.
They're starting to do that again too, I think.
Yeah, so,
one of the great Nuffy moves from you is getting a test.
Look, the thing with me, I'm an honest guy, and I'll put my hand up when it is a bit of a Nuff move, and it was. But at the time, and my work had also requested if there was a possibility I could get tested, then go get tested. I was battling a bit of a sore throat for a couple of days, and I knew deep down I didn't have coronavirus, Jake. I don't have it yet, but I thought, why not?
This all makes sense, and this is what everyone should be doing if they feel sick. But it's not as funny if you talk about it from this realistic point of view.
I got it because Connor got it, and I actually wanted to know what they're going for. Is that better?
Yeah, cut that snippet up. Somebody.
But let me tell you though, when they shove that thing up your nostril, if you haven't had the test,
I haven't had the test.
It's the strangest feeling that I've ever felt. That and getting your ear cleaned out by the doctors is. Although that's kind
you know
of,
one of the,
I kind was, of like that. It's a bit of a guilty pleasure, that one.
What was the strangest feeling that I've ever had was Saturday night after the third quarter when Carlton were 42 points up over Geelong at Geelong.
It's kind of funny how, you know, like obviously if you've been living with Patrick Starr, Carlton got a fantastic win on the weekend, by the way. They nearly got you. It would have been the most Carlton thing ever.
Boy, that would have.
After our chat as well last week, if you haven't listened to it, you went in for Carlton. You said if we could just change our first quarters, if we can just sort of tweak something there, then things will fall into place. And this time you've swapped your first quarter with your last quarter.
Yeah, it was interesting. You could tell that it was like a different team in the first quarter. Like,
yeah.
They even the way they were using the ball was just polar opposites to what we saw against Melbourne the week before. But I think that if you do play a bad quarter, it's far greater accepted if it is the last quarter.
Yeah.
Especially if you played a really good three quarters. You could sort of tell Geelong were always going to come, but I didn't think that they were going to come like that.
Yeah.
I assumed that they'd probably eat three or four goals into the margin, and because that's what we'd seen in the shortened quarters.
Yeah.
But that wasn't to be, and they came roaring home and had more than enough chances. Like Carlton looked before, had more than enough chances to win and almost win by a kick and a half. But they didn't make the most of it, and we were able to go home and win the game, drive back up the highway happy. So, 1-2, and we face your boys this weekend, St Kilda after that. If we're 2-3, I think we take that and we march into the second section of this season.
Let's just calm down just a little bit there, Jake. You're 1-2. Let's not start talking. You know, but we've got Essendon, and then we've got this team, and then that.
I'm just saying, if we win one of the next two,
So you're saying you know basic math. Then we'll be 2-1.
The fixtures are about to drop soon too. So then we'll be able to delve even further into the future.
Yeah.
Which will be good. Something that has, obviously here in Victoria, Ben, where this show's recorded for all our interstate and international listeners, is that our coronavirus restrictions have regressed.
Yeah,
Which is not ideal because we were hoping, you know, as we've seen the crowd sort of slowly filter back across the AFL.
Yeah,
You know, we hoped as Victorians we would be treated, and the hub, like you know, the central hub of all things AFL is in Victoria, like 10 teams.
Mm-hmm.
We'd hoped that we would be able to see, we'd be able to go to some games of footy soon. But now that we've regressed with those restrictions, it puts some other states in the box seat to host big games.
I did hear this during the week.
So we know Collingwood and Geelong are going west for a Perth hub.
Geez, that takes a lot of courage from Collingwood to
get on the biggest,
longest flight of their life.
Yeah, they won't know themselves. They'll get they'll go absolutely nowhere near winning any of their games over there.
You reckon?
Well, yeah, that was a little bit of hyperbole, but... But I was just tacking onto what you said about the travel. But it does sort of beggar the question.
Yeah.
Is if, let's put ourselves in grand final day shoes, and you can have 60, 70,000 over in Perth.
Yep.
Or even 50,000 at the Adelaide Oval.
Yep.
And you can only have 10,000 at the MCG. Where do you have the grand final?
Oh, I played in Perth. 100%.
Yeah,
but I think we debated this last year, I think, when there wasn't coronavirus. And I very admittedly think that it is extremely biased, as much as the MCG is the holy grail. It's where you play the grand final. Just always has been. But does that mean tradition just should continue? I mean, in this state, you would 100% rather pack out Optus Stadium.
Well, we did put it to the Magoo's community out on Twitter. 71% of people said that it should go to Optus.
Yep.
Leaving 29% sticking with the history of the MCG. So do you think that's more of a, you know, like it gives it more of a regular feel? I think like it doesn't have the empty, it also on television it has that the atmosphere sort of side of things.
That in itself is the only argument that you really need. I mean, remember before the corona actually became like, okay, the season's actually may not go ahead. That round one, remember everybody was bagging how bad it looked watching with no crowds.
Mm.
All of a sudden you don't have footy for 3 months and you're begging for that to come back.
Yeah.
So this is just perfect. It just really goes to show how much fans and crowds make that game so much more exciting.
Mm.
So, I think without it, what would you say it was? 79%?
71%. I've been to the stadium and it is an impressive facility.
I've heard that. I've heard it's been made. It was designed by a real blokey bloke, you know, just sort of the way in terms of apparently there's like a couple of pubs right out the front that hold up to like 10,000.
The Camfield out the front. It's like I think it's the Southern Hemisphere's biggest pub. and it is legitimately one of the great places. I rang in the new year at the Camfield.
Did you?
This year, yeah.
Wow.
When I was on a bit of a Western Australian tour.
just off the stadium.
I couldn't, the tour. You can't imagine how many people were there when we went and watched a big bash game at that pub.
Electric
pub is
on vibes?
On site.
The pub vibes
is,
as well?
The pub is, imagine where Jollymont Station is.
Yeah.
If you come off the train, MCG side, there being the biggest pub in the Southern Hemisphere there. That's where it is in terms of like...
Wow.
Like, and there was people everywhere. There was only like 27,000 people at the cricket, so it wasn't even like a packed...
Was the cricket at the stadium? Sorry, I thought just went to the pub.
No, so the cricket was at the stadium, so we went there and you couldn't, like, there were that many people in this pub that I reckon every one of them went to the game and the ground was at just under half capacity. Like, if they have an AFL grand final there, I don't know what they'll do because there'll be that many people there.
They might have to get the temporary tents.
They probably won't give it back, though. They have to give it back. Someone should write that into the...
Well, that'll be in the contract. It'll be like, you can have it this time.
Yeah, don't just think that this is...
Yeah.
This is happening all the time, WA. So very.
So you're with it too then? You're pro WA grand final?
It'll be interesting to see. I know that they can have 60,000 in, or they're aiming for 60,000 in the Derby in a few weeks, Freo West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if Collingwood play Geelong and they say, oh, yeah, we can have crowd to whatever, how many people get there to a neutral game? I mean, I'm sure grand final they'll be able to find heaps of people, but it'll just be more than interesting.
Collingwood Geelong would be a good spectacle regardless. So
from an agenda point of view, just to see like, well, are people really, are they that desperate just
to go? Well, I think,
can we get 15, 20, 30,000 to, you know?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they could get 30 with 60, 70 capacity, is it? Or 60
especially
if they're allowed.
Collingwood have got followers everywhere.
They do, but I just think Perthites in general, they do enjoy football. Just Perthians, as much as Melbourneians. Yeah, Perthians, is it?
Yeah.
Perthites. I like that better.
Yeah.
Think about changing that. We'll give you the grand final. You bring in Perthites.
Let us call you something different. Okay, Benny, last week on the show, we had our famous conference call. And the listeners out there, they wouldn't know that it didn't go to plan. We had Julian, who's a diehard Melbourne fan, and Sam, who's a regular on the show, who loves his Bombers.
Yep.
But that wasn't the way it was meant to be, was it, Ben?
No, and we did leave it in a snippet of what the call was supposed to be.
I have not listened.
It's in.
I was thinking I should probably open this segment because I did listen because I'm a loyal supporter of the show.
It's fair.
There was a snippet that was supposed to take place between Sam, the Eston supporter, who did end up doing it with Julian,
and an unknown Aaron. This Aaron creature, we don't know much about him. A bit of a mystery man, actually.
Mm.
And it didn't take place. He had screened the call. Some say backed out. Some say that he just disappeared. He was maybe a bit scared. We don't know. We heard this other that Sam had a couple things on him. So that call didn't take place.
Absolutely.
Ironically,
bullshit.
The game didn't even take place.
That's even more.
Maybe that's an omen. Maybe
did
when
Aaron
they...
know that he didn't waste his time.
Hang on.
They don't know you're here yet.
Anyway, we have a surprise. We thought we'd drag Sam and Aaron
into the studio. Into Studio D.
Well, because there's some unfinished business. An Essendon supporter and a Melbourne supporter. The game hasn't taken place yet. I'm just going to give you the floor. What do you boys reckon?
Well, for starters, it's absolute bullshit that they thought. Yeah, absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Mm.
Yeah, it's bullshit that they think that I shirked the call. I was busy that night.
You had some milestone.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, I can't even talk right now. But meeting the girlfriend's family, I think that
it was important.
That
and.
I think when people start ditching those milestone meetings for the podcast, I think that's when you boys have made it. And I'm like, that's turned into a burn.
Yeah.
This is not your podcast. This weren't the terms agreed upon. Okay.
No, but that's a good point. A promise is a promise. And actually, Aaron took a blood oath, I remember, and he's backed out of it.
No. I am here, and I'm ready for it.
The game got postponed. You want to retroactive on a postponed game.
I just wanted to let you guys know how committed I am to the podcast. So albeit a week late, and we do not know when the game is, but, you know, I'm here.
What do you think's worse, though, Aaron? Do you think that ditching, like making an excuse and missing the preview, or do you think doing what Essendon did and making an excuse and having to get the whole game postponed is worse?
Oh, absolutely Essendon. It's just classic Essendon, you know.
Came back negative.
Yeah, but, you know, we don't know what happened between those closed walls. And all I'm saying, you have disrupted the season before.
Yeah, honestly, we've got a track record.
And you know, absolutely. The Mighty Blues, because they... slid into...
They did.
They beat Richmond in a final.
Well, there might be some poetic justice this weekend then, Jake. Because we play Carlton, if you weren't sure.
Who? Bombers?
Essendon. Saturday night.
Do we?
Come on, mate.
I feel like I was just had the fixture repeated to me about 30 seconds
the
ago.
Round
but
six, yeah. He said round six, which is contextual. With round four we're going into.
Ah, okay. I'm still not...
Essendon to be getting ahead of themselves.
Still not understanding what's going on, but I'll nod
round
like
four,
I do.
Playing against Carlton this week.
Carlton, Saturday night, 7:40 at the MCG.
Correct.
Huge show. Game.
It's a massive game.
Massive game.
I don't think it is.
Way bigger than Essendon and Melbourne.
Yeah. But we would have trounced you as well. We have... Hibbard's not even getting a game though, is he?
Nah,
damn it. I was going to say, if he was, we wouldn't count because...
It says a lot about Hibbard.
No, it says a lot about the quality of the list. That
Stephen May fucking sucks.
Mate, yeah, look, I must admit he does.
How many Demons games did you watch last year?
Well, no. Okay, this brings me back
Answer
to one of my main
the
points.
Question.
Zero, but...
What?
I was overseas.
Oh.
But what this means is that the last football that I ever watched was 2018 D's. Now, I don't know if you guys remember what happened in 2018.
It was sad.
We absolutely dominated. So the last 10 games... that the D's have played. I've watched maybe 8 wins, 7 wins. We're freaks in my head. So if we're talking about what's going to happen the next time the D's play Essendon, it's we're going to absolutely trounce you like we did in 2018.
Is your whole mind in 2018 or just the Demons?
Everything about my life is still
Damn
in 2018.
Man. I've got some news about Kobe Bryant, man.
Oh,
you're not going to like.
That's a bit...
What, he's back playing again?
Yeah.
We're derailing.
I love Kobe.
A couple of reasons.
I love Kobe.
And you think he's just used as a Magoo's now.
They've hooked it to their veins, this reason.
But, you know, whilst Aaron's talking about however long ago 2018 was, I've seen a few clips from the 2000 AFL Grand Final, if we're going back.
If we're going in a time machine.
You want to go in a time machine.
We've moved on.
You can't go back far enough.
We have moved on.
Well, there you go. So that's what we missed out on the show last week.
Riesling chat.
Riesling chat, Kobe, time machines. It was all
throwbacks.
Yeah.
Gents, I can't wait till they play this postponed game because it's going to be one of the eight.
Would you guys come in again? It might be on a Tuesday night that the game's on.
Absolutely. Done. Anytime, mate.
We can call it live, maybe.
Yeah, let's
bloody do it.
It's going to be hard to turn around. But
hang on, you can't trust anything he says, though.
Why?
He's backed out once.
Well, that's true.
You just have a standby for a Demon supporter.
Yeah,
I think so.
Julian.
We're actually quite well versed for Melbourne supporters.
Which is weird.
So there's pressure on your.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It's weird. Melbourne just don't really have supporters.
We've got a very loyal supporters base that are great for the club and really great for the sport.
Have you been media trained? Well, there you go. There's Sam and Aaron joining us to retrospectively, but or preview a game that hasn't happened. So Ben, as you do when you've got something to say, you put it forward and say that we have to talk about this thing this week, and you want to bring up footy tipping.
I do, Jake. Unlike most people last week, I mean, we actually, on the last episode we spoke, people need to start listening to us, obviously with our bold pre-season predictions.
Correct.
Which, you know, three rounds in, we're already sitting on that hill, which we probably shouldn't be. Everyone knows, not to early crow, but...
Well, you just wait. When it's a Port Adelaide Gold Coast Grand Final at Optus Stadium.
Yeah. Who's going
to
be laughing?
We'll be sitting there. We have to go.
Let me start by asking you, how much did you tip on the weekend out of the possible eight? Because obviously Melbourne Essendon didn't take place.
The great liabilities when it comes to footy tipping. Like, I've got, like...
Do you overthink? What do you do?
See, but I think that the people that listen to this show, you know, like, I like to be well informed when I speak about things, and I'm definitely a big consumer of footy and footy media and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But last week, I got, well, they've given me a tick for Essendon Melbourne, so I got two.
Did you get a tick for that?
Well, I don't know, this AFL app's telling me. Please note, we'll be finalising the tipping round on Monday evening once we've worked through the, okay, well.
I'll give you a tip for anything. They give you a tip for a draw, they give you a tip for a no game.
So the two I got right were Collingwood, who were second, and Port Adelaide, who were first on the ladder. I tip Carlton all the time, like to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
I tip Carlton. And so if I just have a look at this competition, for instance, where I'm sitting in it, I'm currently changing the name of it, which is, this isn't as overly user-friendly as I would have liked. I'm six tips behind already off the leader.
Six tips? That's a whole round.
Well, it's two rounds for me because I get three. I'm averaging 3.7 tips and I'm a mile off the margin, which happens to me all the time because I always tip Carlton the first game of the year versus Richmond.
Yeah, I think most Carlton supporters do.
10 points.
Yeah.
And then I'm too far the other way and get beaten by 30.
Yeah.
So I'm no good at footy tipping, but you obviously are because you want to talk about it.
I usually am in the same boat as you, but on the weekend I decided... So Thursday night, obviously, Richmond were upset by Hawthorn. Actually, might be even too early to call it an upset. Hawthorn could be all right.
They won't be.
They won't be. Well, I personally love the dagger, by the way, from Alistair Clarkson to Geelong.
Which was proved incorrect because they got beaten by a much better team on Saturday night.
In all seriousness, was proven correct. I was actually speaking to a friend of mine about that. And they said, well, he didn't choose his words very carefully in terms of Clarko saying, you know, it wasn't necessarily Geelong a good that we didn't play it, you know, we didn't play our sort of brand. And I said, I think he chose his words exactly.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
He knows exactly what he's doing. He loves it. And I loved it too. Anyway, after they beat Richmond, you know, the boys' inbox is just going mental. It's just like, you know, who knows, my tips are going to shit already, blah, blah, blah. No, there's already been all these upsets too. Well, three rounds in, but the last two obviously being recent times.
So literally there was all these upsets taking place throughout the last couple of weeks. And the Friday night game was Doggies versus GWS, and GWS had a pretty good start. Like, they weren't looking, you know, their absolute best, but everyone was tipping them on Friday night.
It's true, I did.
You did? Yeah. But well, no, that's well it sounds like choice. Most people did, and I said, you know what, based on the fact that no one knows what's going on right now, I'm going to change my tip to the Doggies.
Changing your tip is one of the great omens, too, to just get...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely it is, except for this week. Dogs got up. You could imagine me just on the you know, just an all boys inbox, just
humble Ben, just been like,
very humble. Yeah, going the dogs, you know, that sort of stuff. You know, how about them dogs?
Told yous, lads.
You know, red, white, and blue, all that sort of larrikin-ish sort of, you know,
toxic.
Pretending you're supporting a team you don't support, and everyone's like, yeah, you know, you're all luck, blah blah blah. End up just trying to, I'm going to roll with this attitude, Jake, that has honestly just lifted a weight off my shoulders, and all
really care about your footy tipping. No,
it's not about the footy tipping, Jake. It's about knowing confidently what you're going to tip. No, knowing confidently that people don't really know what they're talking about.
You could listen on the right side of the road or anything, have you? Like,
nah. Who knows? Maybe next week. I've gone to get the corona test. So I've decided I'll tip the Swans as well against North, and everyone's tipped North. You know, they're 2-0. And
so had you already tipped North and then you changed it?
I changed that one as well. Changed
madness.
That one.
It's utter madness. You're playing with fire.
Yeah. So after three, I'm 2-1, and everyone else is zipping 3, and I'm just over the moon. I wanted to roll with it and continue on, and I did consider tipping Carlton, but I thought, come on, that's just silly now.
It's the one game of the year that I look at, I reckon, and maybe West Coast over there, and I just go, we can't.
No, yeah.
Like,
yeah. It can't be done.
But we did it.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, 6 out of 8 I got in the end.
It's huge. It's a huge result.
It is huge. And then I go on the ESPN footy tipping, and there was thousands of people who tipped 8 out of 8. Thousands.
Yeah, but that's like it's a big pool.
Yeah. In my immediate friendship group, went from literally last to equal first, just behind on you know, the margin on the Friday night game or Thursday night game. Just the margin by 2. So
your advice to me this week, as we know, I'm languishing on the bottom of many competitions. I should, the old George Costanza, do the opposite.
I'm not saying do the opposite. I didn't tip the ones that were really that extreme. I think the Doggies are pretty aren't as bad as what people have made them out to be.
So who'd you get wrong?
I got Richmond wrong, obviously, on the Thursday night. And the other one I got wrong was Carlton. Yeah, Carlton Geelong. Okay, yeah. So the rest of them were... There were quite a number of 50-50 games in there.
So if I'm looking at this week, if I think... I don't even know who I think will win half of these games. But you're telling me to do the opposite, unless it's like a bona fide...
It's not so much do the opposite, Jake. It's do you.
Yeah, but I'm doing me and it's not working.
Well, do me.
I need to...
Jake, do me.
Don't know. No, I don't either. Okay, well, I'm going to be a little bit less me this week with footy tipping and see where that gets me.
All right, so let's get into that. We've got Sydney and the Dogs that when this podcast will probably launch on the Thursday. At the SCG, they're actually the two teams that I just discussed that I've switched my tips to.
Yeah, Sydney and the SCG are always hard to beat. That doesn't mean they won't...
But they're beatable there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And dogs flashing the pan, week, or are they actually...
I will go with...
They were rolled up, though, like...
Yeah, because they got in the Bontempelli, didn't they? But
yeah.
I'm gonna go with Sydney.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Dogs.
This
is not usually a segment, by the way, but GWS Collingwood, Giant Stadium.
See, I think Collingwood, so I'm going to tip GWS.
Well, I think Collingwood probably the best team in the comp, in my opinion.
They just have to score against.
Yeah, I'm going to go Collingwood. Port Adelaide, West Coast, Metricolor.
This is writing on the wall stuff for West Coast currently, so I'm going to tip them.
Okay, well, you're just going against your boys, finishing top two.
I'm going against what I think, yeah. I'm having a reverse. Remember what we just spoke about? Footy tip? I'm having a reverse.
Oh, yeah. I'll tip Port until they prove me wrong, I think. St Kilda, Richmond, Marvel Stadium.
Well, I mean, I'd tip Richmond just by things that I know. Like, just that I think they're a better side, whatever, but so I'm going to tip St Kilda.
Okay, Oh, you actually are just going opposites now.
Yeah, well, I have to because I got two. I think I'm already six behind.
I think Richmond will bounce back.
Yeah. Marlowe's in.
Yeah. Gold Coast, Fremantle, Metricon Stadium.
My boys, 100%, ride them all the way.
Like, I mean, on form, yes, so that means I'm going to have to tip Freo. Like, I'm going to go against the grain of what I think.
I didn't say tip the underdogs in every one.
No, but, like, it's against...
Will you actually go and tip all these teams that you just said?
I'm going to have to, yeah.
I like it. I like your commitment.
And if I get two again, then there's going to be hell to pay next week.
There will be. This time it will be my fault. Game of the round for mine, Essendon versus Carlton. Given everything that's happened this week,
I'm tipping Carlton. I'm just tipping Carlton regardless.
You have to tip the Bombers. You have to. You just said you have to.
I reckon I was in grade two when I made the decision that I would never tip Essendon, Richmond or Collingwood against Carlton, and I never have. And it's led me... That's why I'm always on the
bottom. Led you absolutely nowhere,
absolutely nowhere.
Because since grade two, you guys haven't been amazing.
That was the last time we were okay, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then, like, literally since then.
Well, against Essendon's fair enough. There's always battles.
Like, I think all those teams have won a flag in that time because Essendon won in 2000 when I was in grade two. Yeah. And then...
So you wouldn't have tipped against them that year, surely. Lost one game that year.
Just refused, as if me tipping them has got anything to do with it. But Carlton will win. Carlton will beat Essendon. 205's price.
Melbourne versus Geelong at the MCG.
You're leaving out games here. What are you reading these off? Melbourne versus Geelong, yeah, so I'll have to tip Melbourne.
Well, I mean, they should be fresh after not playing last week.
Yeah, but fresh isn't always good.
No, not three rounds in.
Especially after you had a big break in between.
I can't tip Adelaide.
I'm not tipping Adelaide against Brisbane. I tipped Adelaide last week and they got pants by the Gold Coast. So I'm tipping Brisbane there. I'm not going that silly.
You're right, sorry, I did skip one.
Yeah.
I think Brisbane and the Gabba too as well. I reckon they're a top four for mine or thereabouts. Hawthorn North Melbourne, which should be actually a pretty good game, I think.
I'll tip North Melbourne.
I'll tip the Hawks. So pretty different tips all week then for you and I.
Interesting, isn't it? I'll probably get one and it'll be Brisbane.
There you go.
While we're on the subject of tipping, just a little one, and we always like to encourage responsible gambling here on the Magoos, but I think that I've found one.
You found what?
I found something that we should all have a 50 cent bet on.
50 cents?
Bet where you can afford to lose. Lachie Neal to win the Brownlow medal is currently
$7. $7, Lachie Neal.
And my word, I reckon he's already on 8 votes, maybe 9. He might have 3 best ons at the moment, but they lost in round 1 versus Hawthorn. But he had a...
How did he go last year? Because he had some dominant games. He came third, did he?
He finished third.
He polls very well.
And the biggest differential, I know it's only 3 games, but he's kicking goals this year. Last year, come third in the Brownlow medal, and he averaged 0.5 a goal a game.
Yeah.
This year, 1.7 goals per game already. So he's become more of a goal kicker, which is what the umpires love.
Yeah.
I don't think that... You know, Zorko, I think, finished 10th or something in the Brownlow last year, so he always hangs around for votes.
Yep.
But I think that at the price, given the fact that he's easily, minimum, he's on 6 at the moment because he's got 2 best ons and 2 wins.
Okay.
He's getting 1 or 2 at minimum in my mind for their loss to Hawthorn.
Yeah. And mind you.
Hard to catch because he's a brilliant player.
He's a brilliant
user. He's a contested beast. He's, I think that for those people out there who can afford to part with a tiny bit of cash, I think locking you at $7 is a huge, huge price.
Well, as long as my other boys Gold Coast are winning, I reckon our rising star into Brownlow medal, Matty Rowell.
Yeah, he's already $1.10, unfortunately.
For Brownlow?
No, for Rowell.
Yeah, Rowell's I think a couple have paid out.
Yeah, but you know, it's rising star. It's better than bank interest.
But he's gone. How good's he going? He had another 20 on the weekend. 2 goals in the most impressive goal. For mine. 10 tackles as well.
The left foot goal was something else. This is a ready-made player.
We had one last year in your boy Sam Walsh as well. Sam Walsh.
Prefers,
huh?
No, nothing.
What'd you say?
I said Walsh, yeah.
Walsh. Yeah, when you don't watch that much Carlton play, you're...
Well, you're doing yourself an injustice because we're coming to...
I'll certainly be watching it on the weekend, unless, of course, there's another corona outbreak. And if there is, I will be getting myself tested once again.
Every time the Bombers get a little bit scared, they just... pretend someone's sick.
I thought you were going to say every time they get a bit scared, I go get a corona test.
I'm going to get a test. Oh, dearie me. Well, Ben, what do you reckon? Well, I mean, we haven't needed to have the nuffies on today because you and I talk enough about Carlton Essendon as it is, and that's the match of the round. There's no doubt about that.
Mm.
It's got nothing to do with the fact that we didn't know anyone from GWS.
Yeah.
I think that that we have put together another very, very good show.
As do I.
And we've made some calls in here that retrospectively could make our listeners seven times richer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself, Jake, as you do every week. And good luck to Josh Kennedy from the Swans, 250 games this week.
There you go.
Yeah, he didn't play 250 games in a single week.
Okay, but I was going to say he's been busy, but couldn't get a game at the Hawks. Couldn't get a game that shipped off up there.
Yeah. Anyway, what do you reckon?
I reckon that everyone out there, thank you for listening again. You should like, share, subscribe, all your podcast apps. The more you do, the better off we are in the long run, which means the better off you are in the long run.
And nominate enough.
Nominate enough. It's in the show notes.
Send us a DM.
Send it through the DM, email, follow us on all the socials at @themagoos_, and we'll be back with you next week.
The Magoos.